Snapchat gets new user features and tools for advertisers, and Facebook moving to autoplay ads with the sound on. It's Monday, July 24th, 2017. All of that is coming up along with the week's news quick hits on episode 287 of Brave Ad World.
New consumers, new media, new strategies. This is Brave Ad World.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 287 of Brave Ad World, the official podcast of BraveAdWorld.com, which combines actionable insights with some of the latest headlines in social media and digital marketing news. Every week, we take the top stories, provide a recap, and then share insights as to what those stories might mean to us as marketers. My name is Taylor Wigert, and it was actually a pretty quiet week, but man, in terms of the number of stories, but the stories that we are going to talk about, pretty significant. Let's talk first about Snapchat and some new features for advertisers and users alike, because Snap Inc., they've been busy. They introduced new features for users and advertisers. Let's start with users. For users, there's a new feature called Multisnap, and that allows those users to record up to 6 10-second snaps at one time. The feature works by holding down the capture button even after a snap has completed. From there, users can edit the snaps as they see fit with the normal feature set, and then they can rearrange them however they like. So it's definitely much longer than 10 seconds. You can actually record a minute's worth of content. The second feature is Tint Brush. So this lets users change the colors and add colors to objects in snaps. Snapchat has been under the gun from Facebook, and these features, they allow Snapchat to continue to be this pretty excellent creative canvas for sharing content with friends. And Snapchat, it does not have the size of Facebook, but it certainly has the creativity. And this really appears to be Snapchat saying, we're going to do stuff that you can't find in Messenger. You can't find it on Instagram. You certainly can't find it on Facebook. Snapchat is the place to connect creatively with your friends. The next set of features, this one was for you advertisers. It now has a browser-based ad creation tool called Snap Publisher. This allows anyone who has access to Snap Ads Manager to create and implement vertical video snap ads. The tool allows any photo or video to be turned into a video snap ad. And if an advertiser doesn't have assets, well, Snapchat has 13 templates with generic, pretty too cool for school, Snapchat-like photos and videos that can be customized as needed. Basically, the tool allows advertisers to easily crop content to fit the platform, which is certainly going to be welcomed by many. I mean, anything that is templated or self-serve, it's probably going to lack in quality and stopping power. But Snapchat's had issues in bringing advertisers onto the platform. So this goes a long ways in making the platform more approachable for advertisers, and it helps them warm up to the idea of using Snapchat to reach their audiences. If there isn't a whole lot of risk and it's relatively easy to do, hey, it's certainly worth a test and learn, and I'm sure that's what a lot of advertisers are thinking. All right, let's jump to our second and last story of the week. Facebook may be on the verge of making drastic changes to the way it serves up video ads in its mobile app. A handful of users have been seeing a message saying, quote, "Now it's easier to enjoy video. We're always working to make Facebook a better place to watch videos. That's why videos now play with sound on automatically. Use the volume icon on any video to make the sound right for you," unquote. That certainly sounds like a positive spin on having sound play automatically. Users do have the option in their settings to turn off autoplay sound. And the move overall, it's not a huge surprise. Facebook has hinted in the past that autoplay with sound may be coming, but this could be this could certainly be a major annoyance for a lot of users. But given Facebook's record in the past, it has few qualms in subjecting users to ad experiences they may not like. I mean, users were supposed to be angered by autoplay video ads. I mean, they're ads that play automatically in your feed. And today, users at least tolerate them, and they're some of the best performing ads on the platform. Facebook's good at feeding its users' experiences they may not prefer, and autoplay with sound may just be another example of such a rollout. Now, why would Facebook do this? It seems very counter to the experience, to the optimal experience Facebook would want to provide. One word, Snapchat. Snap ads play with sound because they're interspersed in stories, and those stories are normally viewed with the sound on. Snapchat has an advantage there. So Facebook sees this move as another way to compete, and from an advertiser standpoint, sound is always better than no sound. All right, that is it for the week's main stories. So now I'm going to get into the news quick hits, where I'm going to hit other stories that happened this week at a high level that didn't get discussed earlier. LinkedIn decided to join the rest of the internet with the introduction of native video uploads through its mobile app. The videos, which play autoplay with the sound off, mind you, are being tested with a select group of users. The capability will be unrolled to all users in the coming months. Videos can run up to 10 minutes, but LinkedIn is recommending videos stick to a length between 30 seconds and 5 minutes. Beyond that, horizontal and vertical videos are supported. Other social networks have made video a pretty primary initiative, but one thing that sets LinkedIn apart is it's going to give information on viewers, companies, and job titles, which could prove to be a very valuable data set in video targeting. Messaging apps are all the rage, and it seems everyone has one except Amazon. Well, that may be no more, as it appears Amazon has a new app in the works called Anytime, a standalone messaging app that lets users chat via text, photo, videos, and photos with filters. Users will also be able to play games, play music, and order food. The app would enable users to connect with businesses and would likely tie in closely with Amazon's e-commerce business. Alphabet is launching a tailored feed of news, entertainment, content based on searches, YouTube videos, and other personal information in Google search results. The aim is to make Google search feel more proactive and personal to the user. The custom content will display on the launch page of Google's mobile apps, which is a significant move, as the simplistic nature of that homepage has been considered kind of sacrosanct or hallowed ground since Google's founding. And lastly, it looks like Facebook's plans to allow publishers to sell subscriptions to instant articles, it's getting closer to fruition. Publishers will soon be able to set up paywalls for content they publish using instant articles. Users will be able to sell publishers will have the ability to sell ads against all content, including the content that it has behind a paywall. Publishers have been disappointed in instant articles' ability to drive revenue, so this is a bit of an olive branch to those publishers to encourage them to continue publishing content to Facebook's proprietary product. In addition, instant articles, they've been shown to generate 20 to 50% more traffic than articles that drive users to the mobile web. Now, the source of that is Facebook, but there are certainly reasons, in addition to these new monetization options, to continue to implement instant articles, and Facebook certainly wants publishers to continue to do so. Okay, that is it for episode 287 of the Brave Ad World podcast. Before I let you go, send questions, comments, let me know what you like, let me know what you don't like to braveadworld@gmail.com. Please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or your platform of choice. It helps me know what you think, and it helps others find the podcast. In the meantime, I can be found on Twitter @TWickert. You can also find my personal thoughts and insight on social media and digital marketing at braveadworld.com. Thank you so very much for listening. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening. For more, check out braveadworld.com.